We have another question here. Tandy has asked the question. Good morning. My question is Jeremiah 29:11 says, God has plans for us to prosper us. Why does he not push us into these plans? And how can we get on them and be sure we are following the plan of God?
Okay. Brother, the question is simple.
Tandy, I think it's
a... Tandy? Tandy, yeah? God has set before you the good life.
Yeah.
The way of blessing. And there's the way of perdition. Jesus died for the whole world, right?
Mm.
That does not automatically save everybody. There is a role to play. You have to believe it. Every promise of God is a seed. If your heart is open, you receive the seed. But when the seed comes to your heart, you have to believe the seed yourself. Once you believe it, we call it conviction. Is this true for my life? Yes. And you have to walk towards it. The greatest blessing is salvation. We preach the gospel for you to know who Jesus is. Mm. What are the conditions given by God in the Bible for salvation? Clearly. And now you follow the process of God to receive salvation properly, and the blessing will overflow. So in the mind of God is the mind of God to bless us. Ephesians 1 said it from the beginning. It's the plan of God for you, ordained you, to be saved. But it's not automatic. You have to believe.
You have a role to play.
That's why we preach this gospel to you every single day. It's the will of God. This is a year of real movement. But how many accepted to step into faith into what God puts in your heart?
Mm.
Belief is dormant if you don't put it into action. And that's the problem we face. When you receive a seed in your heart, God says, hey, this is what I want you to be. Follow me. If you say, I don't go, nothing will happen. Okay. Mm. When I went to meet Prophet Joshua in February 2002 from France, after I have a dream about him, but he never knew. When I met him in his office the day I was leaving on the 3rd of March 2002, he told me, sir, what are you doing in life? I said, this. He said, God has called you for this. For this to happen, you have to come and follow me and serve me. My God. That's what he said. What does it mean for me? Leave France, leave my work, leave everything, and come back to Africa, which I was running away from the beginning. I ran away from my country to go to France. Now God has a way which has known my ways. This France you're talking about, leave it and come to my kingdom. Follow me. Jesus said, follow me. God called me through him. So what I did, because I had a dream about him that God showed me 4 years, I said, huh, this is the right man.
Mm.
Because of that dream, conviction was in my heart that yes, this is my destiny.
Mm.
And I say yes. When I say yes, I was ready to forsake everything because I know this is the way of God for me.
Mm. To answer the call of destiny, it's a heart decision. And you have to take that heart decision. God can plant that dream in your heart, that it can be a light inside of you, a fire inside of you, but you have to act on it. If you don't act on it, it will just lay dormant and other distractions, other things will spring up. So you have to answer the call of destiny in your own life.
How do you answer? Listen to the voice of destiny.
Mm.
Listen to the voice of destiny, my brother Tanti. Listen to the voice in your heart.
Sister, I think.
Sister? Is this sister?
Yeah.
My sister, listen to the voice of destiny in your spirit. Today, there are many people, because of fear, refuse to act faith and let destiny go. But the light is still talking. Your heart is still crying. Your heart is crying within you. God wants you to do this. You refuse. Your heart is crying. Your heart is crying. Many have surrendered to their fears while their heart is still dreaming for a miracle.
Mm. And the things you choose to do instead, many do not fill you with peace or with contentment, because you ask the question about why does God not push us into his plans? He knows the best for us and he's already laid the way for us, but you have to walk in it. You have to decide to walk in that way. That's why the Bible says that life or death, what do you choose? For me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
I don't see you, but I'm praying for you right now. I'm going to pray for you. You ask that question. Because the Bible says, if you have a sense of destiny, you must have quick perception.
Mm.
The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his ways. He walks in the direction of God's calling for his life. That can only happen when your mind and your conscience is free to listen to the inner voice in your heart.
Mm.
When you obey that voice, your life will change. This is the reason why sometimes we face trouble. If God wants you to go this way, like Balaam, Balaam wanted to go the way of perdition to curse Israel. God sent an angel to block the way. God opened the eyes of the donkey. The donkey saw the angel and became afraid, while the foolish prophet, false prophet, was beating the donkey. Until God opened his eyes, Numbers chapter 22, verse 31, and he saw the angel say, hey, no one can change your destiny. You're the only person who can change it yourself. I could have said to the prophet, yes, I'm coming. I never come back. And my destiny would have changed today. But because of the tender mercies of God, because of the dream I received from the Holy Spirit, I listened to the voice of my heart. Faith in Christ Jesus is not a risk. It is a sure and practical act. You will never regret it for obeying the voice of your heart when Jesus calls you.
I think that's a very key point you made, because in that scripture in Jeremiah, you know, it does comfort us by saying that God does know the future he has for us. It's a good future to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. But your heart has to be free to be able to hear that instruction, because you don't hear it with your ears, you hear it with your heart. So the question is your heart free? Because if your heart is not free, you can get distracted and caught up with the pain of the past, fall into wrong temptations because your heart is just looking for a distraction, looking for pleasure rather than actually seeking God's purpose in your life. If your heart is to seek the purpose of God and to follow his plan for your life, then you will find it. Because that's why the Bible says, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. So it's not a question of, God, why don't you just push me into your plan? God keeps speaking, but are we listening? God has told us what to do. God has given us his word. God speaks to us every day through different situations, through different people, but are we listening? Is our heart open and free to listen? That is the question we need to ask ourselves.
The only person that will push you is Satan. God will never violate you.
Yeah, it's true.
God will never force you, because faith is a conviction. Now, the only thing God will do, God will allow adverse situation. Or God say, okay, I want you to go to America, for example. You say, no, I'm not going to America. I'm going to London. Okay, you go to London. God will allow terrible things to happen to you in London. You will suffer poverty. You will suffer trouble. You will suffer.
Jonah.
You can say, please, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm going to go. Like all of us. Situation will come and swallow you and vomit you into the land of promise.
That's why you said something once. You said that God has a veto right. And I do love that. You know, God will leave you to do what you want, meaning that you can decide to disobey him. You can decide to go the wrong way. You can decide to completely abandon his direction for your life. But remember that as a child of God, God answers prayers, and God has veto right over your life. At the point of when you're about to completely destroy yourself, he can just send that rescue to bring you back to him. So don't let it get to that point.
Ruth, what you're saying is true. If God did not bring disappointment in my life, I would have never left France to go to Nigeria.
Yeah.
I didn't want to stay there anymore. I say, what kind of life is this one? Money, things, something was empty deep inside of me. And I could not understand it. It was the voice of destiny. If God holds your heart, the Bible says the heart of a king, the heart of a man is like a river. God directs us to the way he wants. So please, when it is time for God to execute his plan in your life, there will be a driving force that will change your action and location. Because of his love, God will send situations to channel your way until you enter the right place.
Yeah.
So please, it's not automatic. God never wants you to be a robot. You are a free moral agent. God wants you to believe. Holy Spirit wants you to believe and to welcome him. If you welcome him, he will answer you. The key is to welcome the Spirit of God in your life. When he comes, he will open your eye to see the promises.
Exactly.
When he comes, you've been understanding. When he comes, he will help you to walk in the direction of God's calling for your life.
I mean, that's what happened to me. I like Jonah, I was running away from God, from God's purpose for my life. And I didn't want to go to Nigeria. I didn't want that at all. But God had another plan. And it was even in the country of Mexico where I realized, I went through many different situations and I realized that I really needed God. And I went through some hard times, and in mostly because of my own, caused by myself. So, and I realized that I needed God. And that's when the voice of destiny really was so loud in my heart that there's only one place I can go. The place I've been avoiding was actually the place of destiny that God had for me. And hidden in that country where I didn't want to go was a treasure, a place, a piece of heaven on earth for me to learn God's way and to receive God's training for my life and my future. So many times what is hidden, you know, the Bible says he hides treasures in jars of clay. Where, I remember there was a time Prophet T.B. Joshua was counseling us about this very question you asked, actually, Tandy. And he was saying that many, many, many times what we would like to do ourselves would be completely different to what maybe God has in mind for us. Maybe we might like to do something specific, completely different, naturally. But God has a way of turning our heart, of turning the circumstances, and God knows best for us. Sometimes we're so stubborn, we think we know what's best for us, but God knows what's best. And that is why something that you would never imagine can become a reality in your life, not because you're seeking that thing, but because you're seeking God. And when you seek God first, God will bring that purpose to pass in your life, not because you're seeking ambition or fame or position or influence or anything yourself, but you're seeking to serve God. And when you seek to serve God, that's when God will bring you to the place of your destiny that will often surprise you.
So please, if it's not too late. It's never too late. If there are so many people in this situation that have dreams in their lives and they find themselves in the place, in the situation opposite to that dream, what do you have to do? Go on your knee in the secret place of your room. Say, Jesus, you are the light. Come into my heart. Show me what you have in store for me. I surrender.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, help me. Open my eyes to see and guide me. And begin to meditate. If you are a child of destiny, your heart, the voice of your heart will become louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. And when the conviction comes, you will get out of where you are to where God wants you to be. Holy Ghost will help you to do the right thing. You will get fed up with your situation. I don't want this anymore. And he'll move you to righteousness and guide you through dreams and revelation. Amen.
Amen. So thank you so much for that question. I believe many people are in the same situation. So don't give up. God does have a plan for your life. That's God's word is true. It cannot fail. God's word cannot fail without God failing. And God can never fail. So therefore...
Yes, between the promise and the fulfillment, God is processing you. We are the one delaying. God wants you. God will never give me what I cannot accommodate. So God is busy processing me. How? If God removes pride in me, self-centeredness, to build the fruit of the Spirit, if he blesses me, that blessing will not take my heart away from God. You have to understand, God will give you what you can accommodate. That's the processing of God. If you accept his way and submit to his way, the time will come when he'll move you into the future he has for you. Amen.